All righty, Jersey Boys, episode 8, I think we're at now.
Seven.
Jays. Seven, eight, yeah.
Maybe whenever. Nine, I don't know.
The Patreon one day will get started where you'll have to give us money to hear the fabled first episode.
Oh my God, so much money. That's like what, like, comedy podcasts do. Yeah. Like All Fantasy Everything, like, had this episode in Philadelphia where... They said they'll never release it. And then they're like, maybe for like $1 million. But like, for me, like, we're simple men. I'd be like, $10,000. And we release the first episode easily.
Yeah.
Plenty of jerseys to be bought. Or send us some like cool jerseys in the mail and we'll send you the link to it.
Yeah. We'll send you an encrypted drive that blows up once you've listened to the episode.
Yeah. Or we should sell it for like $1 million, like Wu-Tang did. Like, they made one MP3 of their album and sold it at auction. Unfortunately, that like douche guy bought it, but they got it back from him. So, but only one person's heard that album. Hey, so hopefully, do you remember Martin, like Martin Shkreli?
Oh, the
Pharma Bro.
Pharma Bro, yeah.
Well, he bought that Wu-Tang album. So it was like,
so that's where he put all the ripoff money towards. That's good.
Yeah, but then he had to sell the album because he got sued for so much money. I think it went to somebody who deserved it. So
yeah.
Anyway, long way to go. We're businessmen. Offer us some money, you get the first episode.
Yeah. We'll negotiate. We'll arbitrate it and all that.
It's like an NFT. No, I don't even want to get into that shit. I don't get it. So,
but. No, we won't get into NFTs today. We got very real and tangible things to discuss in the jersey world.
Uniforms would make good NFTs, though.
Yeah.
Although we're trending in that direction. So, copyright, trademark, right now.
Yeah, there's been a decent amount of news this week on the jersey front and sports in general, of course. The big one, after 2 years of being known as the Washington Football Team, they're formerly known as, the Washington Football Team finally has a new name, and it's been an interesting reception on the Twitter sphere and the internets and all that stuff. And all the Twitters.
Does Twitter ever react like... with joy about anything other than Aaron Rodgers being knocked out of the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that last week. That was one of the few things that just united 99% of Twitter, which is a pretty good ratio. No, not really, especially with... I find it interesting, and I guess since you brought it up, it's like, if that name had come out like 100 years ago, it would be fine. It's just because it's now, and everything's reactionary, and everyone's expecting to have their minds blown by everything that comes out. So when it's just a name, like, I look at all the names that are in the sports world now, and I'm like, so many of these would have been just trashed if they came. Like, can you imagine if a baseball team started now being called, and this is like going to be like blasphemous to some people, and I'm like, I love the Yankees, but calling a team the Yankees now would just be like,
it's weird.
What is this? Yeah.
It's like derivative from the literal Civil War. Like, the Yankees like were founded not far after that, probably. So it's like, wow. I mean, a lot of the baseball names are pretty bad.
Like, yeah, that's what I was
like
looking
for. Phillies, cut, like, even the cut, like a baby bear. Like, I mean, I like the Cubs, but
it's classic. It's a classic name now, but like, and it's based on like, you know, train dodges or whatever, but like the name itself is just like whatever. So it's just funny that
Pirates,
you know, Commanders. Yeah,
Pirates should be more. There should be more Pirates.
Yeah.
Washington Pirates. Because they're killing us on these taxes, I'm telling you. That's a little beltway humor. So, but no, they could have done a lot better, obviously, but it's so neutral. Kind of like we talked off air about this. Like, it's just a very safe name. Though I do, you kind of held my feet to the flames on this, but I do feel it like it does have some racial undertones to it. Like commanding. I don't know. Commanding just feels like a white cis male thing.
Yeah, it is, but it's not, I guess we could do that with so many names. Like the Yankees, we could say is, you know, if you went down that rabbit hole, you could do that with so many. Yeah, you could do that with so many things that are anything that's patriotically American. is going to have, you know, colonial tones. So yeah, I didn't want to go down that road. Like that is something. But then there's been some funny, like, trying to find, there was an incredible quote I saw someone put up on Twitter. And it was just like, Commanders is actually a great name for a team that's so, like, synonymous with fucking up. So
I'm so glad that we're young enough, and we don't really get to say that very much anymore, but we're young enough to have missed, like, Washington being dominant in the early 90s.
I think they lost, they won in, like, 92 or something like that, didn't they?
Like, the first Super Bowl before I remember Super Bowls, I think. Or, like,
yeah,
one of the first ones. And then they played the Bills. Or no, they didn't play the Bills. Oh yeah, they beat the Bills. They were one of the teams.
Yeah. One of the.
But I think they win two in that era, in that little, like, late.
I feel like they won one in 88, so my birth year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like 92, I feel like, and it's on their new logo actually.
Nice.
I've got an article up. Let me. Yeah. So 37, 42, 83, 88, 92. So. Yeah. So I guess
no one was complaining about the name back then, I promise you.
So in the Super Bowl era, they just had two in the 80s and one in the early 90s with one of those Buffalo ones. So
yeah. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Cowboys is a pretty stupid name, but I digress.
I mean, if we're gonna the thing with names in US sports is they've got the LA Lakers and the Utah Jazz. Like, we do not get, I don't think, until, like, if we're going to shit on, like, Washington Commanders actually makes, a 1,000,000,000 times more sense than the LA Lakers or the Utah Jazz ever will. So, you know, while those teams are still, and, you know, the Lakers are, you know, steeped in tradition now as well, and that name will never change. So it's kind of like...
They still make steel in Pittsburgh, I think.
Yeah, and then, like, the Cleveland Guardians was one a couple of years ago, or whenever that was announced, was like,
I think this was past summer.
Yeah, actually, it was pretty recently. Yeah, and yeah. Feels a while ago because, you know, time is a construct lately.
COVID time. It's yeah. So I was gonna ask you: do you think it's better or worse than Cleveland's?
Like, I like Cleveland's better. The Guardians and their logo, I actually quite like their logo. It's going to look cool on a hat, I feel like.
Oh yeah.
And then just what it means for the city, like, is it something to do with it? Is it the bridge or is it the roadway in or whatever? That's Guardians.
It's like somewhere. All that kind of like Gotham type shit they have in Cleveland because it was Cleveland because it was built so long ago that they used to make buildings with like faces on them and stuff. So they always called those the Guardians of Cleveland. So it is a cool name. It's better than like the Browns or the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
It probably is haunted. I mean, their team is cursed for sure. So
yeah.
They said it was because of the logo though, the Chief Wahoo logo, which is probably true. So they're free to win a World Series now.
Yeah, I mean that's what they changed eventually, and I think Cleveland went the great way with that. I know a few people were complaining and was like, "What does this mean?" But then once you got into the meaning of it, again, it's baseball. If you complain, like, there's a lot of teams that can't really complain about or, you know, criticize team names because they're all very old and traditional. And Guardians kind of lines up with that a little bit, but
Guardians kind of feels old school though. Like, feels like a NFL team from like the 30s, like the New York Guardians, because New York had the Titans back then before like the Titans became a new team in 2000 or whenever that was. But so I like names that like kind of like seem like bigger than the sport, if that makes sense. Like, there was this Negro League team. That was the name of the league. I'm just saying it.
I think most people will understand.
Called the Elite Giants, which is like the cool. My dad, that was always my dad's favorite team name in all of sports, and I've seconded that. Such a dope name, the Elite Giants. It's like,
yeah,
we're better than the Giants. So, and Guardians is kind of like that. Like that, yeah. It's like bigger than the city. Whereas Commanders, like Guardians, has a meaning. I don't know that Commanders really does. It was like, I guess, like the government in DC commands us, which feels bad.
I think it's more a nod to, like, I mean, whether it's military or something like that, I don't know. But it's just, I think it's just a name that, was safe, had some meaning towards the city, and you know, because you got a lot of, you know, your Pentagon and all that stuff there. And yeah, I don't know what the exact reasoning behind it was, but it's just, it's safe, and it doesn't kind of, there's something Washington about it. Do you see that TikTok that Vince sent through, a friend of the pod, Vince sent through?
I did not. I don't have TikTok. So I was like, it's a real hassle for me to open a TikTok.
I gotta grab it here, because you'll like it. Hopefully the pod will pick it up, but let me find it here. Because this is kind of like, it just summed up like the funniness of like Washington team names for me. But where the fuck did he send that? That was in our group chat. All right. Yeah.
Fill dead air. Trey Young going off tonight. Very cool. Oh.
What? No. This is like, this is the annoying thing about TikTok, is they just start automatically.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Oh. All right, let me put this up for you. We are the Washington Nationals. We are the Washington Commanders. We're the Wizards. So it's just funny, like all the team names. We are the Wizards.
He even could have done the Washington Capitals, because like Capitals, like,
oh, Capitals was first. Okay, that was the one that started straight away, and so he does the three that like kind of. So the Commanders, in that sense, that's what I was trying. That's a long way of getting to it. Commanders lines up with three quarters of the city's, you know, teams in a way, apart from the Boopy Wizards. So,
well, it used to be the Bullets, which goes well.
Yeah.
So, but Bullets is a cool name. Like, I'm surprised that was, like, one of the first ones to go in the, like, PC era, which I'm fine. Like, I like the PC era, but, like, Bullets wasn't one that I thought would be that bad compared to some of the terrible ones that, But we kind of talked about how Commanders, like, it would have been a good name before the XFL existed, because it feels like an XFL-ass name, or the American Football Allegiance, or whatever that was, how that league was called.
Or arena football or whatever, you know.
Arena football is more like fun, I feel like. It's like the Philadelphia Soul.
Yeah. Portland had a team for like a minute. Can't remember what they were called though. I know Darren Thomas played there for like a season after.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, not the Hops. I'm trying to think. Antifa, Portland Antifa. Nebraska had a team called, like, that wasn't in the actual Arena League, but the lower division, called the Omaha Beef.
Yeah, that's fucking perfect. Portland Arena Football, it's like on the fucking, like,
I feel it was like the Portland Mercury or something.
Oh, they started as the Portland Thunder, and then they changed to the Portland Steel, and then they fucking fell apart.
And then they disbanded, because both those names are terrible.
They're folded, established 2013, folded 2016. What a short run. But yeah, I remember the one of their Portland Thunder posters having like Darren Thomas on there, so that was cool, because he was one of my favorites from the Chip Kelly era Ducks.
Shout out to Darren Thomas. But this begs the question, now that they've settled on a name, is do we think that these other teams with adjacent names to this will change soon, or how long do you think it's going to take?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, pressure just slowly, right? Because it's funny how I think it depends on, like, because Redskins, just to say, like, that is a woeful, like, that name literally comes from a racist term, so it's like that one was the most egregious of them all. You know, Cleveland Indians changing the Guardians, it was very a caricature of like the Chief Wahoo logo, and all that stuff had to change. You know, the Chiefs is a lot more, you know, teams like that, the Chiefs, the Blackhawks, those names in iconography are a little bit more subtle, and but they're still, you know, kind of, and you've got the Chiefs fans that do the chop and stuff like that.
That's the big issue with the Chiefs.
Yeah. And there's plenty of that at, like, you know, the Florida State Seminoles as well. And
they at least like pay the Seminole tribe like millions of dollars a year. So the Seminole tribe.
Okay. So I was not aware of that. So that's cool. So yeah, but then, but I guess it all depend on, all these things always come down to pressure, and like the Redskins, obviously, the Washington Commanders football team had a lot of, like, probably the most pressure a team's ever had for that kind of
name
change. So I think it'll eventually happen because, you know, the Portland Winterhawks, whatever the fucking hockey league that is. I was trying to think of the abbreviation. It's just blanking on it. But they're
is it AHL? AHL?
Yeah, I think
American
WHL. I think.
WHL.
Yeah. You know, they changed. Like, they are obviously a lower league hockey team, so they didn't have the kind of overt pressure that a national team is going to have. But they changed last year, which, you know, being in Portland, probably there probably was a little bit of pressure. I'm not exactly aware of what it was because I'm not physically there, but they changed their logo, and they didn't have to change their name because Winterhawks wasn't like, they just changed their logo to be more of a hawk, you know, to kind of a, almost the Eagle Mighty Ducks team. Kind of closer to
the logo is dope.
Mount
Hood in it. But
yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird for the Blackhawks. It's like, I don't know when that will get changed. I don't personally find it offensive. I haven't seen a lot of people talking about it as much. Obviously I'm not the person that it would offend though, but when it comes to these like smaller ones, I think we should like Washington's team name had to be changed. Cleveland's logo needed to leave, but some of these other ones, it's like, is it just white people being upset for a race of people who have much bigger fish to fry because of what the US government has done to their people?
That's it. That's like, it's up to the people that it actually directly impacts to make that decision. So I'm, you know, I think the Winterhawks changing, because the Winterhawks, for anyone that isn't aware of the Portland Winterhawks, their logo and jerseys were very, very much the same as the Chicago Blackhawks. So they made that decision to do that. And it's gone over, I think it's gone over well. Like, no, it's just they've cruised on forward and, you know, and if the Blackhawks have probably got a harder thing being a national team with so much history. But, you know, Washington, the football team, had the same thing, and they went down that road. So I think it would just be up to, you know, just listening to the people that this stuff actually impacts and just making decisions based on that, which is the way we always should be as humans. We should be willing to evolve and listen. And if the idea is there that it should change, then just change, because none of this stuff actually really matters. It's kind of like with, you know, Australia going through the Australia Day thing at the moment. It's just like, it's just a date, man. Like, we can change it if it's going to help everyone. So
So I
don't know when that, I think the big thing that really is that the Kansas City is the Tomahawk Chop thing is just that's an action rather than a team. That's just a fan culture thing.
We also left out the Braves as well, who also do
the. That's shot. The one. There was one in my head that I was just like, "This, I'm missing someone somewhere," and it is the Braves. So,
but it is crazy. It's like all these, and like hopefully, like professional teams changing their names will be, you know, a big change throughout this country. But there are so many high schools across this country who still have you know, crazy names. And is it? And I do wonder if it gets to the point where like Warriors is going to be. Is going to be off limits as well, because like Golden State's original logo was a native when they started way back in Philadelphia.
So. I think Warriors, like, tank. This is the thing with like, and that's where you get into the nuance of it, is like, it's how it's presented. Warriors is a very general term, unless there's actually, so they've changed their like all their iconography and logos and everything has obviously changed a lot since the original incarnation of the name and all that. So I don't think, I hope that that's not going to be a problem, because that there's no connection apart from the history of the team to that actual iconography. Like they're just the Warriors. Like we can talk about Warriors in any sense, whether it be, you know, people who are in the army or, you know, Warriors. It's just like Warriors is a very general term. So I think, yeah. Because if we went down that road, you could sit there and go like someone, and this is very topic, then I'm not making light of this at all, but you know, think of the poor people that are under, like, you that get fucked over by the US constant presence in the Middle East. They'd look at a team name like the Jets and find that, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's actually like, so, and that's not, I'm not making light of that or anything at all. That's actually what the roads you're going down sometimes. So all the things can be, so it's just like finding, as long as the iconography and the names and how you use them is very general, I think that's when we've got to be. And that's why the Washington team's former name and iconography was so offensive because it didn't leave any room for interpretation. It was like that name literally is from a term coined in a racial term. Like it was never, yeah. It never meant anything else. It was literally that and the way they used it. So yeah, it's, yeah, there's a lot of names and different things that can be, you know, either triggering or offensive in different ways. It's just finding a way to utilize. And then if, and like I said, that's why Washington said the change, why some others might be able to find a way to move forward just by altering things. Like, you know, Portland just changed their logo, took away any reference to that, and then it didn't have to change the name at all. So, yeah, it's just finding ways to do things. It's going to be an interesting future going forward, but it's cool to see, you know, Washington's got plenty of problems at the moment, which the timing of that announcement for the new name, it's very, yeah, just look up the news about what's happening to Dan Snyder at the moment.
He just needs to be forced to sell at this point. Yeah. Like Panthers owner was.
Yeah.
Richardson, I think, Jerry Richards, maybe. But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's that old meme of like team names like after cities disasters, and there's like the Chicago Fire and the New York Jets. It's like, mm-hmm. why are we doing this? Like, we like, this is so bad. I mean, the Jets were named before 9/11, but the Chicago mm-hmm. Fire obviously happened well before the MLS team was a thing. So, but yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, there's another name out there that I can't quite put my finger on, but some comedy podcast was talking about it. And like the history is so dark and it has to do with natives and being forced off lands. And we just like overlook it, and their mascot is just this happy person. I wish I remember what that was. But I will say on the Chiefs front, I'll send you this article that was circulating on Twitter this week after the Commander's name about this guy just had a simple solution for the Chiefs, and it's just changed the name to Fire Chiefs, because their original team name was actually like, it wasn't after natives or anything like that. It was after their mayor, who was nicknamed Chief, and he would show up to like two alarm fires and just like way back in the day and just like help them put it out and stuff. So it's like, just change the name to Fire Chief, change the name of the stadium to like, instead of Arrowhead, change it to like the Firehouse or something. And then it's like, he said they could still keep the chop because it's like an axe. And I was like, no, but
yeah, that's trying to paper over a few too many cracks there, but. Yeah.
I mean, he was trying to meet them in the middle, because there are like steadfast fans who are like, you'll never take Chiefs away from us. It's like, you lost all right to freedom of speech when you booed the Moment of Unity, Chiefs fans. So fuck off, accept the times. I mean, the Chiefs, like, you could easily turn their logo into like a little, like, remember those? Oh yeah, you have one of those New York jerseys, New York Knicks jerseys that had the Firehouse logo on it.
I
think you got.
No, I got the next year's one with Porzingis, so I didn't get that. Yeah. No, that's on my Holy Grail list of jerseys. I do need to eBay at some point, because it's such a great.
I'm sure you can get a Porzingis one for pretty cheap on there on eBay.
No, that's the thing. Whenever I look them up, it's always Porzingis ones. I'm like, I don't want it. I don't need another Porzingis. I don't even need the one I have. So. Well,
I don't even think there's any players from that Knicks era that like are still on the team. So it's like, it's gonna have to be an old player.
I would like just get me an Ennis Freedom one or whatever. I just even he would be better than a.
Yeah, who was even on the team back then? God, so bad.
Was that Rose? Was that back? Was Rose traded there at that back then as well? Like, that might have been.
I can't remember anymore.
Okay, anyway,
maybe yeah. Rose would be a cool one, but
yeah.
But yeah, like that logo that they had on that jersey, like on the helmet with just the KC in the middle. Cool logo. You could get by with it without having to change anything else on the
uniform. your colors and everything don't need to change. Like it'll be fine.
Their colors are Firehouse colors. Those are like traditional, like in our country, like that's what, like it's red and yellow usually. So
yeah, you don't even need to change. Like you don't even have to call them the Fire Chiefs. You can just be the Kansas City Chiefs and just change your logos and it would change the perception, because you'd be like, Chiefs, Fire Chiefs.
And get rid of that fucking drum that you bang before the start of the game. That is one of the more racist things in all of sports, which we're getting that stuff out, which is nice, but it doesn't seem like the tomahawk chop is going anywhere. And again, like The Seminole Tribe has okayed it with Florida State, or Florida State's okayed it with the Seminole Tribe, I should say. And which is wild because they literally have a white kid ride a horse out onto their field with a flaming spear and throw it in the middle. But hey, if they're fine with it and they're getting paid for it and they're cool with it, who am I to say that that's bad?
Yeah. I mean, if they're getting something together, they probably would rather just get, you know, money and acknowledgement of their land without having to cede some usage of their, whatever, but
yeah.
So I guess it's baby steps towards the future. So that's fine. So, but yeah, the Commander, it's good to see. I mean, I actually didn't mind the last couple of years of just the Washington football team. The W as a logo, just with the colors, just was bold whenever I look up and like, so, but you know, they're keeping, you know, the colors are all pretty similar, which they're good color. I actually don't mind their jerseys. The last couple of years, especially, just been, they've kind of reminded me of another terrible team name, objectively, the Cleveland Browns. Like the Washington jerseys of the last couple of years are kind of remind me of that, just the bold colors and not much and very simple, but good. So yeah, continuing down that road. So
one of my fantasy players just got hurt right before my eyes. So that's not good.
John Collins.
Yeah. You just,
yeah. No,
and I had Little as well, who looked like he did the exact same injury. So that's great. He's out for the year. So speaking of the Atlanta uniforms are awesome tonight.
Mm-hmm. They're white. Just the fact that they match red and yellow with white just in it. This is great. So
yeah, it's a great color scheme, just like the Chiefs. Like, just make like one little, like, I always thought the Chiefs had a cool, like, arrowheads are cool looking too. Let's just say that. If people want it changed, then it's also the loudest stadium I've ever been too. So it's like in just calling it Arrowhead Stadium, like it doesn't have a corporate sponsor is cool. But yeah, you can get around it.
Yeah.
I always liked the Commanders uniforms when they took off the logo with a native on it and just had the arrow. Those were so sick. Could have been the Washington Arrows and just kept those.
Yeah.
I like those a lot.
Yeah, because arrows even, I guess it's still somewhat utilized depending on how you use it, but it's a little bit more general as well. So,
yeah.
It's going to be an interesting going forward, but it's good for Washington. They just got to get rid of Snyder and then they can really start the new era properly, because that guy, when you're hearing some of the depositions coming, like I just saw a bit on SportsCenter earlier, it's that guy is a gigantic fucking douche. So
yeah, he's always been bad. And it's like, the reason they didn't have a team name ready to go for so long and the reason they kept it so long was literally just him. He was like, we will fight this all the way down. And then he finally had to. Like, they literally broke him down to the point where it's like, all right, sell the team if you don't change this. But
the sponsors started pulling out as well. That's what, like, finally, it's money always talks. So.
Yeah, that's the big thing. That's the big conversation now.
All righty. All right, what do we got next? Before we get to the soccer jerseys, we'll talk. You sent me that yesterday that the All-Star jerseys had dropped. What are your thoughts?
I don't like them.
We're on the same page then.
They're boring and they're like, I mean, I know that like the All-Star game is for kids, you know, it's not really, you know, a competitive basketball game. So I see what they're doing with it. It looks like what high school kids and middle school kids are really into, like those bright colors. And
yeah,
they honestly look like AAU uniforms, which is a bummer, you know, because those are pretty gaudy usually.
Yeah. Didn't we have a few years ago where it was like they had white jerseys, but each player had their like their team logo on the jersey?
That was so sick. Those are like the best in the modern era.
Yeah, like because Lillard played in that, and that was such a like it's one that I wish I'd bought like a retail edition one then, but now I'm gonna have to find it. You know, in the future when we get that check for the first episode, that might be one of the jerseys we go hunting down.
That was my investment for the pod. Embarrass myself. So we can make money and get our holy grail. We'll have to do that on an episode sometime. It's the holy grail of jerseys. that we don't
have. Yeah, we might have to do that on one of the 10 episodes, like when we get to 20 or 30, because it might have to take a bit of time to write, kind of, you know, metabolize a list of.
I'm like a big fan of the NBA All-Star jerseys from like the 90s. Obviously, that's when we were kids and when it was geared towards us. But like when they had something to do with the city, like they would like when they were in Phoenix, they almost had like Phoenix like logos on them and stuff like that. And it was like Southwestern kind of style. I wish we would do that now. Like it would be cool if they were like Cleveland based, you know, which the All-Star game should never be in Cleveland. No one wants to go to Cleveland in February. Like, come on. So it's going to be a forgettable game too, because no Dame. But
yeah, and then Andrew Wiggins is a starter because K-pop fans decided he was. So that's just awesome. it's just such a shit show.
That's awesome, though. I love that. It's like literally insane how much impact something I have no idea about has on the world. Like, I hardly understand K-pop. Like, I understand NFTs about as much as I understand K-pop. And it's like deciding the world. Like, weren't they the ones who, like, were buying up those seats in Tulsa for the Trump rally? Like, it's just, like,
K-pop fans
organized to do that. It's like, who knew?
Yeah.
Welcome, comrades.
Yeah, no, there's a few things they've done. I feel like there's something else, but I am forgetting now. But yeah, no, it's pretty crazy that Andrew Wiggins is getting one of those starter jerseys, especially when you look at the reserves and he's a starter over Devin Booker, Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell, Chris Paul. Jesus. Yeah.
I think he's had a better year he's had at least as good of a year.
Especially last month or two, he probably really started to get into it.
Yeah, so. Without Draymond, he kind of like rose, because like Steph's been really off lately. So
yeah,
like
Steph was always going to be a starter anyway. But yeah,
because he's awesome.
But it is nuts when you look at Wiggins. Like he's averaging 18-2-4, and you got like Doncic, who's 25-8-8. He's like on the.
But like, he's played way less games because he was hurt because he was fat. So yeah. I mean,
touche.
But yeah, the Suns probably deserved a starter. I would say either Booker or Paul.
Yeah.
But like, who are you going to take out, Ja or Steph, for Paul? Like, you're not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Ja is probably LeBron actually is just like, I know he's out at the moment, but his season's been nuts again. So he's probably the best player in the West. And Jokic is probably, you know, he's on MVP form again. But beyond that, Ja's probably been consistently one of the best players in the league this year. So yeah, he's not dropping out. So yeah, no, you're right. Like, you know, because the way they fill the spots is funky with how they do it. So it's like, you're dropping out. You know, your Booker, and Booker's going to take one of the spots, either Ja or Steph's spot. And neither of those ones are going to be taken. So yeah,
we could also do an ep where we talk about the best All-Star jerseys when the All-Star game happens. But yeah, this year was lacking creativity. It's like they just were whatever, it's in Cleveland, fuck it. Back in the day when they would like all wear their own team jerseys, I think that only lasted a couple years, but that was awesome.
Yeah,
you have like at least like 8 different jerseys on the floor at once. It's like, yes, this is crazy.
It is a feast for the eyes. That is like everything we started this podcast about, the aesthetics. That's like an overload.
Yeah. But
like in the best possible way. Like we dropped acid and started watching basketball.
Awesome experience. But yeah, like that was like my heyday, like being a kid and seeing that, of like the 90s uniforms of like the T-Wolves and like the Grizzlies, like all those crazy 90s, like the Raptors, all those crazy uniforms out there at once. Yeah. It was like,
yeah,
I would almost be into that.
Shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Your captors moved your screen.
Yeah, I'm recording from the couch again because like I'm still a bit fucked with my back, but then the office is just such a mess right now. It's like, oh fuck it. I'm gonna do it from the couch. Keep it comfy again today.
It's better lit this time. It looks less like
a bug. Well, it's at 1:20 in the afternoon rather than midnight. So
that's fair.
I had my like first half hangover in a few months after the last podcast because, like, you know, recording at midnight my time, I had like 5 beers and then went to sleep at like 2 or 2:30.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Awake at 6:30, awake at like 3 hours, 4 hours later. It was a oof. No, it was good. Out, good. Out,
that's
good
the
out.
Dedication that we have to the pod.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, it's just like maybe you know, we're gonna do next week. I mean, we're gonna do a bit of a Super Bowl themed pod next week in the lead up to the Super Bowl. But yeah, maybe the week after we can rock, or whenever the All Star game, the next episode after that, we can do some run throughs. Maybe draft All Star jerseys. Come on, that maybe a fun one. We keep talking about
the year that they all wore their same jerseys, or they all wore their their own jerseys. Like, what does that count as? Does that count as an All-Star uniform?
I mean, yeah, we just draft years, right? Like, you draft years and conference. So, you know, 96 West or whatever, you know, whatever you want. Yeah. Something like that. We'll figure it out. We can figure that off air rather than.
No, we got to show them how the hot dogs are made. I don't know why I picked that. But sausage is what it is. Jesus Christ. It's the dead of winter here. I've lost my mind. Yeah.
All right, so yeah, All-Star jerseys, no good. That's about that.
I mean, if they were cooler, we could talk about them more and be like, which one would be the best one to get, but now it's like,
I default to the red one just because just gray with a blue trim is just really just I don't know, but then at least the blue trim gives it some offset to, like, the red one's just, the red needs like a different colored trim, so
yeah,
on the shoulders and stuff. So I just, they could have done such a better job. Even with these, they could have just, like, if they were going to go with this general idea, you could have done a bit like something different, the colors. I don't know.
They do have different uniforms for the Rising Stars game. They have 4 different ones for that. And then there's an NBA 75 jersey that came out. I'm not sure what that's for, but oh, that's the celebrity game.
Right.
Those are not good too. But one is way better than the other.
We'll have to look into it a bit more when around the time of the game and all that. Yeah.
I mean, the Rising Stars ones are pretty plain too.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
It is because, like, I feel like I was seeing the link you sent through. I feel like this is just the time to oh man, those, they're all better than the fucking, like, Jesus Christ, like, you know my sick, like, fascination with bad jerseys. That graffiti one, like, for some reason, I want it. The Rising Stars jerseys, at least, like, you know, they look like a jersey rather than a training top, which is what the All-Star ones essentially look like. So,
they look like Rockin' Jock, which was like this MTV thing back in the day. I don't know if you remember that. But it's when they got celebrities to play like basketball and softball and stuff. And that looks like a Rock and Jock logo that they would have. Anyway, I digress. Yeah. The gray ones are especially bad. I hate how much gray has come into the uniform sphere within the past like 15 years. It's just like, where did this come from?
It just doesn't make much sense. Like, and if you're going to do gray, you really need to get everything else right. Like, and it's hard to get right. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pops is a huge, like, he loves every gray uniform. And I'm like, gee, that's because you're used to watching games in black and white, I guess. I don't know. It's just like this, it's just a terrible look.
Yeah. Papa Carlson getting some shade here.
I'm playing him this week in fantasy, so he's catching strays.
But
I feel like the kids like gray because they like grew up with teams always wearing it. So like that's what they're appealing to with these. So,
man, I'd love to like do a fucking like survey of kids and see how many actually like really want that jersey. But I mean, kids just want anything that's got like, sometimes just want anything that's marketed right. So the right logos, it's got the Jumpman on there and stuff. So I don't know. We're old now. We're the old men. Yeah. Where are the old men on the lawn just going, what is this?
Yeah. You need to get a giddy Rising Stars jersey, though. Since now Oklahoma speaking, City's uniforms this year are trash.
Now you're speaking my language. So the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about today, and I've sent you the link and you've seen it, and you know that I'm pretty happy with this. We'll do a brief hot and cold kits at the end as well. But we'll talk about this before we get there. The top 10 selling soccer jerseys. Now, I'm not sure if this is just in Europe or worldwide, but either way, it's a pretty good indicative list of kind of how things, you know, because Europe is much of the soccer world. So in this instance, but yeah, top 10 selling jerseys of last year. These numbers are obviously in the million, the units of jersey sales, not the dollar value, because that would be much higher.
This is in Europe, by the way.
No, it is Europe, but that's a fair. You could probably extrapolate that out to the world a bit as well. But there's certainly Bayern Munich at the top is probably not a. To me, I like saw it and went, oh, that makes sense. Like it's a surprise at first, and you're like, no, they have been a power for like, you know, and since the Bundesliga and general other European leagues have become a lot more popular over the last decade, you know, because the Premier League was kind of the worldwide soccer league for a long time, and all the other leagues have gotten stronger in their outreach to different areas of the world to promote their teams. You know, a lot of the German teams have their English Twitter stream as well as their like native German one. So it's not as it like caught me by surprise seeing Bayern Munich at the top, but I very quickly just went, oh no, they've got some of the, you know, you've got guys like Lewandowski and some of the best players in the world there for a long time who have long been there. So it's like these guys are selling kits, I guess, and they're a good classic kit as well. Like they're Bayern Munich jerseys. They do variations here and there. Like they did some pretty, there's some pretty different ones probably 8-10 years ago, but they've been just sticking to the solid red maybe different stripes, like different shades of red. But they haven't gone as bold as they did a few years ago. But they're just very consistently a good kit. So and very consistent in their domination of the German league, and then they, you know, win a Champions League title a couple of years ago as well, and again, and they're just a solid team that kids can get around, I guess. So it's not a surprise when once you start thinking about it that them being at the top.
Yeah, I mean, kids are simple too, right? Like they see Lewandowski is probably the best player in the world right now, at least goal scorer. So yeah, he's obviously going to be the one that everybody. It is surprising that Bayern Munich has that player because you do usually think it's going to be like either Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United, sometimes Liverpool. Mm-hmm. You think it's going to be one of those teams, but Bayern has become one of those, I guess. I just never I hardly ever watch Bundesliga because it's just on when Premier League's on usually. So I'm not as familiar with their team this year, but I just figure it's Lewandowski mainly. That's moving units.
Yeah, well, they've got a few, like, they've got your, you know, okay, your old boy. Yeah.
I'd rather not talk about that.
And they're Kingsley Coman, you know, those kind of guys that came through, they've come through there, and they've had a good mix of those veterans like Lewandowski for a fair few years now, but then they've had some pretty good, exciting young players come through there as well. So it's kind of a good mix of the way they play football with those players as well. And but yeah, Real Madrid second.
Surprising.
I think Real Madrid and Barca probably for a long time have held spots in the top three. I mean, Barcelona are down at sixth. The rankings is one thing, but Bayern Munich sold 3.25 million jerseys. Real Madrid are 3.05 million, and then Liverpool are in third with 2.45. So, you know, Bayern Munich sold 800,000 more jerseys than Liverpool in third. So it is actually a very steep, but they're very well ahead of. And then once you, you know, and then Liverpool are 500,000 kits ahead of Manchester United. So there's like some steep drops. And then when you get down to Barcelona in sixth, they're almost 2 million jerseys less than Bayern Munich at the top. So it's just very, and Manchester City round out the top 10 with just a tick over a million. So. Yeah. Just shows that for all their domination of the field of football, like they're actually still their popularity gain, like their popularity share of the percentage of people that are buying, they're still very minute. Because, you know, they've only been the Manchester City we know for the last 10 years, really. So
it's really about having likable players, I think. Mm. Like on Barcelona, whose jersey are you going to get?
Yeah, well, Messi mm-hmm. left. They're financially struggling, so they're just not replaced. They've had a real.
They just got Aubameyang for free.
And so the biggest.
They'll probably sell. People like if you play FIFA, he's really good in FIFA, and like I feel like FIFA does dictate jersey sales because kids like to buy jerseys of the kids like of the best guys in the game because they score with them. That's why I'm surprised United isn't higher. I thought Ronaldo going there would have maybe if he would have gone. Earlier, I guess, but
yeah, I mean, this is like the calendar year of 2021, so he's only 6 months of that year. But I mean, that's probably helped Manchester United jump because they've actually not they've not had the best cut few years prior to that. But they've got a few players that are popular there. But Ronaldo probably is a fair hunk of those. Like I'm sure there's plenty of I've seen him around here since. So people quickly got onto getting.
Oh, they were all over that, and like you know, Juve is on the list, and like. I have to imagine those were Ronaldo kit sells. Like, who else does Juve have? I mean, they have good players, but like, yeah. But like, Ronaldo is going to be the big seller there. So that's how big, like, that's how much one player can impact it. That's why it was like Manchester United getting him was way more than just about his production on the field, which has been mediocre, I'd say.
Well, speaking of players that impacted, I look at Dortmund in eighth. Above both Paris Saint-Germain and Manchester City, and that's you've got to put that down to a fair bit of Erling Haaland. Maybe a little bit because Sancho was there for the first 6 months of the year, but Haaland's such a generational popular player. I'd imagine that he's a fair bit of those sales as well. So, you know, you look at some of the teams that because you know Barcelona's on 1.34 million kits sold. Dortmund 1.22, like they're not too much different for two teams that are vastly different as far as like Dortmund's got a rich history of they've won Champions League titles back in the late 90s, won you know domestic titles a strong like generally the second best team and a very you know Munich do dominate that league financially and you know with the trophies as well, but Dortmund are a pretty popular team but they're still vastly different as far as their worldwide appeal. At least, you know, how Barcelona have been in the last, you know, up until the last couple of years, Barcelona were one of the most popular teams worldwide with Messi, but just shows how much if one player can, you know, prop up a team that's a bit smaller, whereas if you start struggling like Barcelona have, how much you can drop down the list as well. You know, Messi left last year, and it's funny that the team that he went to hasn't exactly blown up the list either, but it just shows, I think.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
I just think PSG and Manchester City both in ninth and 10th, it just shows that regardless of what you spend in the teams and yeah, they're getting plenty of success out of it, it's hard to crack that market of tradition because you look at all the teams above them. Chelsea in seventh, again, is a team that's been, you know, done what Manchester City's done, but for a little bit longer, they're still only in seventh. And then your teams that are at the top five are teams that have been successful and traditionally successful for a long, long time. You know, Munich, Madrid, Liverpool, United, and Juventus are the teams that have been, you know, their domestic powerhouses for 40 or 50 years, as well as Champions League winners as well. So, yeah. So you've got market, you've got generational fans there. You know, Liverpool, you know, fans, or you know, Australia's got a strong contingent of Liverpool fans because a lot of people here watch them in the 80s and their kids are now Liverpool fans too. And they've become good again. And guys like Salah and Virgil and Mane and them help, you know, Salah's, you were talking about his mention on a very different podcast.
Not yeah, our sister yes. podcast.
a podcast.
Adjacent.
Titled Come Town, and Salah got, I don't know what the context of the mention was, but he got a mention on there. And I said that he's been mentioned in a Danny Boyle movie about the Beatles and, you know, big murals in New York City. He's a generational star, so he's probably helped prop Liverpool up to that third position. You know, they've had plenty of success recently anyway and are a traditional team, but still, you know, Barcelona are a traditional team too, and you see where they drop to when they don't have the players, but Liverpool are very much reaping the benefits of, you know, both on-field having, you know, you've got to have players to give you the on-field success, but then that translates to off-field commercial success and jersey sales as well. So, yeah.
I do wonder if PSG being so low, like Mbappe has obviously been rumored to leave forever. Yeah. And like they basically said he's going to Real Madrid this summer. in this window. So I wonder if people aren't buying that kit. And then I also wonder if like this next generation of soccer fans, like the younger generation, like is like kind of over Messi, and now Haaland and Mbappe, and there's one other younger guy that is going to be a free agent this summer, basically. That's a huge deal. Like, I wonder if those, like, Messi is no longer the guy to that, to those people, or like to the next generation, I should say.
Yeah, especially when, like, I think Messi, if he'd stayed at Barcelona, like, I think it's because you just can't picture Messi as, like, when you picture Messi and who he was as the legend he is, and he is rightly a legend and one of the best to ever do it. His legend is all in Barcelona kits, that iconic kit, you know, the whether it's when he's young with that long flowing childlike hair, or he's older, you know, when he was still banging in some free kicks, and, you know, he was, you know, quite dangerous against us in the semi-finals. It was just a couple of years ago they took a 3-0 lead to Anfield, and
that's, you know, when they were dominant still, yeah. But that was like, that match was the end of Barcelona, basically.
Yeah.
That second leg. I was like, it's over.
And that's kind of when it started to fall apart a little bit there, you know, and Suarez left and Coutinho just couldn't get his get the game going. And, you know, all these guys that, you know, Messi saw come in and thought they were going to be the what helped rebuild the next generation, none of them panned out. So, but yeah, I think PSG is still such a regional team as far as the European powers go. They haven't had any sustained European success, like on the, you know, they often get bundled out before they are expected to. And yeah, you got players like Mbappe, you know, leaving, you know, he's not, you know, you would have thought with Messi going there, they're going to form a partnership, be there together for a few years, but Mbappe's probably going to go to one of Messi's main rivals throughout his career. And it's just not panning out. And they're not playing great football either.
No.
They're dropping games they shouldn't in the domestic league, and got knocked out of their own domestic cup, I think. I'm trying to remember the result this week, but yeah, he's not lighting it up there. And that's just, you know, he's 35, 36 now. So it's probably, you know, he's earned the right to be a declining power, as much as, you know, some athletes can keep it going. But yeah, that's, age is going to catch up, and he's just not going to have the same legacy at PSG. So
PSG's just never found that flow with the latest, like even Neymar and Mbappe. Like, they play some crazy soccer sometimes, but I don't think they've ever, like, really linked up the way people thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, like, Messi is kind of, like, not the player they needed to bring in. I mean, Messi, like, if you can bring in Messi, you bring in Messi. But,
yeah.
But also, on a different note, their kits are pretty plain and boring. So, maybe that's why they're so far down on the list, too.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why Haaland. Obviously, but Dortmund has like the coolest kits ever, so they deserve to be on the list even when they don't have a star.
Yeah. I remember me and, you know, Andrea and I went to the Barcelona game on a honeymoon. I remember that their club store is just 2 or 3 stories. Fucking, it's just a massive complex, and it is just a beautiful place to be. Now, like, there's Messi. Well, I've got a Messi jersey in the closet. Like, it's one of that's a. The Catalan flag, like color scheme, very, very cool. But like, those are flying off the shelf there, and they're just never like. It's because people are going there, and you know, for 10 at that point, he'd been there for 10 years, and yeah, you know, even if you don't really know much about football, you go in there with a tier, you're going to buy a Messi jersey because he's synonymous with Barcelona, and it's just it's never going to be the way at PSG, and that's part of the jersey, you know, jersey sales and jersey culture is like how you impact the team, and that's why. Yeah, and Bayern Munich might be, you know, that might be one of the reasons that they're so powerful, and they've got players that are synonymous. You know, guys, Lewandowski's their part. You know, he had a great career at Dortmund before he went to.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
You know, he won a couple of titles at Dortmund, and almost, you know, but his career is synonymous with Bayern Munich's success over the last 8 to 10 years. So, yeah. And Liverpool have got that core of guys that have been big core of guys, whether it be your big names like Salah, but there's a lot of Trent Alexander-Arnold just being sold because he's the Scouse kid that's made it big and won all this stuff. So, you know, the storylines that go into your jersey point, and we've talked about a little bit on that decision making with the jerseys. It's like that's what helps, and you know, PSG. Fans, I mean, they've got growing a fan base, and they probably haven't been on this list up until the last few years, but It probably doesn't help that they have turnover of players. And, you know, a guy like Mbappe, who only came over from Monaco a couple of years ago, and now he's going to go to Real Madrid and prop up their already strong sales. So, yeah. Because you know, very quickly, as soon as Mbappe goes to Madrid, he's going to, they, within a year or two, they're going to already outstrip.
That's going to explode. Sale.
Yeah, he's going to sell way more kits than he ever did at PSG within the first year, I would say. Because, well, maybe it would take a couple of years, but I don't see that many.
No, I think it'll hit PSG. Right away. I think it's going to be.
Yeah, and that's just.
It's going to be like when Ronaldo went there.
Yeah, and that's just the strength of being a long-time institution in world football and how hard it is for these teams that, for all the money that the owners throw at the PSGs and Manchester Cities, they're still, they could take 50 years of this sustained success to ever even crack into those numbers that, and, you know, as long as the Liverpools or Real Madrids and keep doing what they're doing in those 50 years, and they'll just keep their market share anyway. Exactly. So it's, it's a tough game.
Because PSG doesn't have that like diehard fan base that those other teams do, because it's not an old club with a bunch of history. It's kind of like a plastic club in a way. Mm-hmm. And also it's in fucking Paris. Like there's way better things to do than watch, you know. I mean, I would go to a PSG game, but
yeah.
But it's still Paris, so it's like, you know, you could go anywhere other than watching this team like be mediocre for what it is. So it's like, yeah, there's a lot of factors when it comes to that, to them being so low, I guess. I was just still surprised that they weren't higher with all the super power they have. But
yeah, you gotta put those pieces together and actually have it be entertaining and successful. And that's just they're constantly underachieved on that front. So that's.
Yeah. I think they played City in the Champions League last year, and it was really good back and forth matches. That would have been was. When did Messi go there? I can't even, I honestly have lost my mind. Did Messi start there this season?
Yeah, I think, in the summer he went there, I think. I think he's only been there for a year. God, if he has been there for 2 years. No, I think it was, time is really weird to me now.
Maybe they played in the group stage. I don't know.
Yeah, that might have been it. All right. I got about 10 minutes before I have to knock off this podcast, but
they played in the fall.
That's right. So they're
playing some banging matches back then, those two teams, because City could be one of the better teams in the world right now. So, I digress.
Yeah. hot and cold kits. I have. Now it's gonna make you so sad after, because last week I really just created the balls of both Steph and Mahomes and just made you so happy. But I think the only nomination for cold kit this week is a Patty Mahomes after that second half against God, why am I blanking the Bengals?
I would say that was a bummer. The coldest that kit has ever been as number 15, I think, with number 15 wearing it. That was a bummer for me because I really like Mahomes. I think he's fun. And he seemed like he was on the path. But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I look at it, these 4 years of – sorry, I jumped in on you, but
– It's all good.
Four years of going to the AFC Championship and a couple of years going to the Super Bowl, but only one ring out of it. These 4 years with how successful they've been you probably would have expected at least one more ring out of it. And the fact that they've only actually gone to two out of those four, so they're, you know, 2-4 in those AFC championships, arguably being favored in almost every one, maybe that first one against the Patriots, but that was at Arrowhead, I think. So, but I think they were still favored in that one too. So I actually think it's more of an Andy Reid thing to such start the narrative about Andy Reid again, but it's just,
Honestly,
how good they've been to only have the one ring out of these 4 years. Which again, I agree with you. Mahomes is one of the most fun players in the league, and has the talent to back up that fun element of him. But yeah, I remember this one. I can't remember which podcast I was listening to, but people were like, "Was he concussed in that set?" Because it was so un-Patty Mahomes like, and that's why it's like the cold kit was very easy for me, because I was like, that was not the Patrick Mahomes that there's been a, is a, you know, that makes that kit look so good. He made that kit look fucking pretty horrible for the end of that game.
Yeah, and it is kind of on Andy Reid, but also more like Mahomes play in the second half. But if they score before half and they had the ball like at like what the, like even if they kick a field goal, they had the ball on like the 3 yard line. It's like that's like old school Andy Reid bullshit of not being able. Like it's just terrible clock management, and it's just like take the fucking points. If you go up there over, I guess that's still three scores, but then the Bengals would have had to get 3 2-point conversions without on three touchdowns, which like if you score any points there, you kind of break their spirit, I think.
Yeah.
But instead you gave them something to give them a little momentum going into the halftime locker room. And like you saw what happened. And then I don't know what happened to Mahomes in the second. It like when things started going against him, it looked like he was trying too hard almost. Mm-hmm. Like he was trying to make like the crazy play. And it's like, he's like running around the backfield way too much. It's like, there's no way the Bengals had these guys is covered. Is like, I think he was trying to make like, that's where like his dynamic playmaking that is super fun to watch. It can also hurt you. Cause it's like, you want to make the dynamic play when it's like, well, just check down for 4 yards right now. You're at like the 16 yard line. It's like, what are you doing? So,
yeah, that might be.
But it was a cold kit.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part of it. It was like it everything that makes Mahomes so great is in those situations. I think is can be a detriment to his style because he sometimes tries. He was forcing it a little bit too much, and I don't know if he didn't needed someone to get in his ear and just like it just seemed like it all spiraled and there was no one to really just say, no, it's just, you know, get back to basics, all those cliches. But yeah, it was not a good look for such a, you know, a kit that is, you know, we were talking about it earlier when we were talking about, you know, team name changes and colors and all those things. Like the Kansas City kit is such a great kit, and that Mahomes kit is going to be a good, great one for a long time and a hot kit plenty of times. But yeah, it was not a great end to the season for that kit.
What's crazy is, you know, the Chiefs, I mean, we talked about how great the Bills-Chiefs game was, but, like, the Chiefs should have won that handily, too, and they let them back into it. So it's like, is this like a, like, which is, like, kind of wild because in the years that they've gone to the Super Bowl, they've been the ones doing the big comebacks. They're such a weird team. Such a, it's a hot and cold kit. Also, hot kit of the week, Cincinnati Bengals and Joey fucking Burrow. In some pretty dope kits, I'd say. I think the Bengals, like, I like the ones that had more orange in them than, like, they were wearing the all whites in Arrowhead, but I like the ones that had more orange, but those are still pretty cool. Black and white is always cool, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the Bengals, they remind me of, we were talking about AFL and stuff before, like arena football. They remind me of the kits that the football team and Starship Troopers are wearing as well.
Just like arena football. But I have not seen that in too long. So
there's one of the teams has like a tiger stripey kind of you know, thing on the, so it'll be interesting if you're looking that up right now to see what they've got.
Honestly, the ones that what's the main guy's name? Johnny, right?
Johnny Rico, is that you?
Johnny Rico. Yeah, the ones Johnny Rico is wearing look like the NBA All-Star jerseys.
Yeah, those are like are they black and blue or gray and blue?
They're gray and blue.
Yeah. No, I swear the other team, like the team is like,
no, yeah, okay. The other team is wearing the
Bengals types. Yeah.
Johnny Rico's the Tigers.
Right.
Yep.
And oh, you know, it is. Yeah, Johnny Rico is in those. Yeah, the other team's got the blue one. Yeah, no, Johnny Rico is in the Tigers. Johnny and Desi. Oh, if only she hadn't been ripped apart by a bug, they would have been a happy couple.
I'm trying to figure out what the other team's called.
I can't even remember.
Giants. Very boring. Come on, director. Yeah. Giants and Tigers. But yeah, the Bengals uniforms could be better with their color scheme. We've talked about how good orange and black is and how it's usually pretty cool, but they'll look pretty cool in the Super Bowl. We'll get more into the Super Bowl matchup next week, but
yeah, I will say one of my hot kits this week as well. It's again the same as last week, but the Rams, they're not going to be able to go with the blue tops, yellow pants combo in the Super Bowl. Again, we'll get into that more next week. But they rode that combo as long as they could, and they won again. And you got to give a shout out to Matt Stafford for having the, you know, such a tough career in Detroit, you know, surrounded by bad teams constantly, had never won a playoff game. Now he's won three in a row, and he's on his way to a Super Bowl. It just sometimes shows that
forced Brady into retirement.
Yeah.
With a baller ass throw.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a good comeback too. We got comebacks in both the games. Another good week of football. Not exactly what I wanted. I kind of wanted another Chiefs-Niners rematch because I thought that would be kind of cool. I like when teams go against each other.
We're very close, but
yeah, very close both ways, and neither team made it. Yeah. But I like when there's like a rivalry in the Super Bowl, like when the NBA Finals was. I know people are annoyed, it's like, oh, if it's just gonna be the Warriors and Cavs every time, why even play the season? It's like, well, the season's still fun, first of all, and there's still hope. But then when you get to the finals, there's that much more weight added on to the finals. It's like reading that Knicks book from the 90s. It's like every time they played the Heat in the playoffs, it was like World War III. It's like, I love that shit. So I would have liked, like, I like Super Bowl rematches.
Yeah, it would have been interesting. Really, you would have had, yeah, especially having the same twos, you know, because Jimmy G's out at San Francisco now, it seems like. But, you know, he would have been Jimmy G chance at redemption against Mahomes. I don't know if he would have got there, but then again, we can, you know, the Chiefs.
Almost beat him the first time, so
yeah, the Chiefs have proven they're not exactly a stable. Anything can happen against that team, and you know, Debo Samuel was a hot kid too, because that guy, regardless of the fact they lost, that guy's a fucking freak.
Yeah, those Niners uniforms are sick too. I love those.
Yeah.
My cold hot kit of the week. And listen here, brother.
Oh boy.
The Portland Trailblazers, sweet uniforms, always. Everybody wants them to tank. Oh, the Blazers got to tank so we can get the 8th pick in the draft. Some dipshit from fucking St. Joseph's who will end up in the G League. But they keep losing. And guess what? They're still in the goddamn playoffs because they've already won too many games because they're a great fucking basketball team. They can't win, and they're still in the playoffs right now. So, hot, cold kit. Let's go, Blazers. Let's get a W tomorrow night.
They're in the play-in, right?
Yeah, that's the playoffs. That is the playoffs.
You call it the playoffs, I call it purgatory.
All right. Well, the Lakers are there. But why are you like, okay, so you're calling for the Blazers to tank and tank and tank and tank. Why aren't you calling for the Knicks to tank? They're worse. They're in a worse position right now.
Both can tank. I just think,
son of a bitch.
No, you know, the Blazers are my first team. So, yeah.
But every time the Knicks lose now, I'm going to send you a fucking picture of a tank like you do to me with the Blazers. So.
I'm sure there is a Knicks tank GIF as well, because the GIF I sent you is very.
Even have their pick, so.
I don't know if they do. They've got, oh fuck.
Or they have like the Mavericks pick, maybe.
They have like a Charlotte. No, they don't have too many picks, I don't think. There's like a Charlotte one there somewhere that I can't remember which way that's going or which way it's protected and all that stuff. So yeah. I could have done that research if I'd known you were going to shit on the Knicks as well, but anyway.
I'm not shitting on them. I'm just asking questions about if you're rooting for a tank with the Blazers, why not the Knicks?
I like the Blazers more.
Oh my God. Portland would have the 8th pick right now. I called it right off the top of the dome.
No, it's not good. It's they're still, wait, are they, so they're outside the lottery now. Is there in the
playoffs? No. They have to make, if they make the playoffs after the play-in, then they will not, and then we won't have a pick. Because our pick that we sent to Cleveland for Larry Nance, which was a huge fucking mistake. Thank you, Neil, on the way out. Because Larry Nance hasn't like played all year. And we just sent him our first rounder. But we lottery protected it. So. Yeah. So that was a good move by him.
Yeah, I feel like there's another pick this lottery pick. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the Cleveland pick, but yeah, it's like It's top 14 lottery. Yeah, it's lottery protected. So yeah, we just gotta, keep that tank rolling. Just
never load up. Never. It goes against the. I can't think of the word because I'm not a smart person. It goes against the spirit of the game. And like, okay, tanks don't really work either. Let's talk about that. The Knicks have tanked forever.
Yeah, well, you still got to know how to drive the tank, but yeah.
We don't even have a GM right now. Like, come on. Like, we're supposed to like find like this diamond in the rough in the lottery, like when we get the eighth pick with some like some dick slap GM. Like, come on. Like, Philly tanked for 3 years and they're sixth in NBA purgatory right now. They're in NBA purgatory. Only one of those three tanks worked, Embiid. The other one, Markelle Fultz. I mean, I think he could be a good player for a while. And then Ben Simmons. Your countryman.
Yeah. Well, okay. So the Ben Simmons pick is actually a great pick. It's just they forgot that the person is a.
Is it a great pick? You can't show it.
You make that pick every time. He's still an expensive player in the league. So the unfortunate thing is he just has, you know, some beaver issues that are bigger than others. Yeah. It was so funny.
Drafted like a 16-year-old Josh Giddey. It's Josh, right? Yeah, Josh.
Yeah.
Had his dad stuck in my head for a second, but yeah. God, that's an Australian ass name. But yeah. Anyway, the tank.
It was so funny reading.
Cleveland tanked forever and they lucked out and like they needed LeBron to come back. Like, really what Portland needs more than a tank is like a superstar to want to go there and play with Dame.
Mm-hmm.
So you do that by like showing like, hey, look, we made the playoffs. We were this close. We need you.
Yeah.
Here's CJ McCollum and a bunch of trash. Come to our team.
Yeah, I saw something about the Pelicans looking for a guard, and like CJ is one of the ones on the list.
Like, if we do that for Brandon Ingram,
just
like start over New Orleans. Zion, don't want to say a bust. Start
over and move.
Move to Seattle.
Yeah.
The Seattle Pelicans. No, they'd obviously be the Sonics, and it's really all I want from the NBA now. But
yeah. Yeah, just to get the i5 rivalry going in the NBA as well would be dope.
New Orleans is just obviously a football town, and it always will be.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle is a football town now, but they loved the Sonics back in the day, and I'm sure they would embrace them. But since they got the Kraken, I bet that kind of delays the idea of the Sonics coming back. Because it's like they have this shiny.
But whenever expansion comes up, it's like the Sonics are always one of the team that comes up. So that'll be a hot kid as soon as it comes back, even though that'll be a
if
rival.
If they go green and yellow.
Yeah.
If they go with like what they were at the end, I don't like it. Like the Durant era.
Yeah.
Unis.
Yeah,
were
yeah.
They're in Ray Allen. Like those unis weren't great, but like the Sean Kemp era, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Yeah. They're so popular. They're still like sold regularly now. It's like the mm-hmm. Mitchell and Ness, like hardcore classic stuff is still.
Yeah. Packed.
Yeah.
It sucks that I hate Seattle so much because I would love to have one of those jerseys, but I refuse to buy one and represent Seattle.
Froppies has one. I think he's got a camp one.
Well, he's a traitor to everything. Our friendship, your family, America, Portland, and he needs to beat you in fantasy this week, and he's not doing a goddamn thing.
No, he was beating me, I think. Let's have a look.
All right, I'm back on it. You guys are tied. All right, I'm back on his side.
Worst time for Sabonis to go out again with fucking health and safety protocols.
That's still happening. I feel like that really tapered off now that the Omicron peak has peaked.
Yeah, and teams probably started tightening up a little bit maybe as well. I don't
We're
know.
Lying. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that too. But yeah, no, he went into protocols. He went into protocols on Monday, and the update was just like, hey, it's hard to know, but he could miss all four games this week. I was like, well, that's fucking great. because he came back from injury last week and got, and like, but it was like so quickly that he came back that he's still on my bench and in my IR and got a fucking triple double in my IR.
I remember I won the category.
But no, I was playing Vince last week, so it was actually a week where the
God damn it, I could have used that triple double. Trying to weaken the top of the league and make it a little bit. There's only 5 weeks left.
Yeah, trade deadlines in a couple of weeks as well. I gotta put that update out there for the people, not the people that listen to this podcast, although there could be Froffy's listens to this podcast, I think. I don't know.
Yes. If he's listened this far, quit giving players to Biggie. We were way too kind to Biggie at the start of his first, like, we should have hazed him more. And now he's gonna make the playoffs, god damn it.
Oh, good. It shows that you can turn around a team. One more hot kit for the week is this guy's officially retired now. So,
yep, that Tampa Bay kit, best one.
Yeah, this one I've had for a long time now. So, it's, back when I think I went to the employee store in Portland, the Nike one, and this was there, and so I got a half price as well, which is even better because it's the nice stitched Nike, and man. What a career that guy's had. A lot of kits. He's won Super Bowls in Adidas, Reebok, and Nike, I'm pretty sure. So yeah.
That one looks like it's from like the early days. The early Super Bowls with the gray shoulders, I feel like.
Yeah, it's funny because it is like that style from the earlier ones, but it's like the Nike. So it was before they really switched it up a bit more, and like they've still got the old Patriots before they change the typeset on the Patriots as well. So yeah,
I hope the Patriots go back to the royal blue one day, but it'll probably have to be after Kraft dies.
Hell, we just need to see the NFL like get a bit, have a bit more fun with allowing teams to have a few more alternates and like the you know, the different, the throwbacks, and yeah, because the NBA is really, we've talked about it already, but the NBA has really done a great job of the jersey culture and like the mixtape stuff, like all the announcements they're doing for those mixtape jerseys we drafted a few episodes back, and you know, the NFL could go that way, and but they just seem to harken to tradition a little bit more, which is
even Major League Baseball is doing it and the NFL can't figure it out. It's ridiculous. But the NFL definitely has bigger fish to fry right now.
Yeah.
So fuck them, first of all. So yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, hot kit as well as Brian Flores. There we go.
Yeah, hot kit for the Dolphin era, Brian Flores era Dolphins. Because I always like the Dolphins uniforms, and Brian Flores, thank you for taking it to the man. They deserve to get cut down. If you could add in your lawsuit like a little bylaw of allowing teams to wear more than one helmet per year,
yeah,
that would really change up everything. And just, you know, we're all rooting for you. So just give us a little something back.
Yeah. No, he's it's been really, it's sadly not shocking that what he's come out with, but it's if people don't know what we're talking about, obviously the Dolphins coach has sued the league. A former coach just sued the league for racist hiring practices, or you know, just the fact that they're the Rooney rule and all that stuff's a bit of a sham at times, and teams are still finding ways to, you know, just, you know,
they're not taking it seriously.
Yeah. Interviewing minority coaches is a token gesture rather than actually genuinely giving them a shot, which is not the way that everything was meant to work. It was meant to, you know, genuinely. And we talked about it when he got fired and before all this stuff came out. Like Vince straight away was just like, Bears need to go after Flores. Like, you know, he's a coach with clout. So it's surprising that, you know, if things did work the way they should, he should have a job. But, you know, and a lot of the other things coming out about the tanking stuff. Funny that we've been talking about that before.
Tanks don't work.
Yeah.
Are you offering CJ McCollum $100,000 to tank each Blazers game?
I will offer a CJ McCollum.
That's such like a drop in the bucket for what coaches make too. Somebody said that on a podcast this week. It's like $100,000. It's like for what they make, they're just like, fuck off. Like,
especially what they make.
And you got fucking fired. Like, come on. Like, here's some money to fire yourself, basically. The NFL fucking sucks. I feel guilty watching it and liking it, honestly.
Well, I said this in that text thread last week when this stuff was coming out. I was like, I hate how, because I love the sport, I hate the league. You know, that's what it is basically. I love the sport and everything that the team, like how it, you know, the drama of it, because we've just seen, you know, the last couple of weeks of playoffs have been some of the best playoff games, like in a short time with a really we've seen in a long time. So it's been incredible, as you know, what the core thing we love about sports and jerseys is the aesthetic and the majesty and all that stuff with all that stuff about it. So we love that, but this, the league itself, and I'm reading a book about the Australian Football League now that's got pretty similar, kind of themes as to just how rank and the unfortunate aspects of league management is that there's a lot of people drunk with power and that abuse positions of power and don't respect the positions they have, really, and nor the traditions of the sport as well.
Just because like NFL players make a lot of money doesn't mean that they're not being exploited, if that makes sense. I think there's a double negative in there, but exploited by people who are even richer than them, who only care about them as objects rather than human beings. So it's, you know, that's what you're going to get, unfortunately. And I don't know how we change it, honestly, unless we have more like teams run like the Packers, where like it's like a conglomerate that owns teams. But the NFL especially, and it used to be MLB who had like the grossest owners. And I should say that MLB owners are pretty gross, because there is a lockout right now. So owners suck. Owners shouldn't exist. So
All right, there needs to be a major shakeup of how it works. Yeah, because speaking of team names, so just to round it back, just to tie off the bow on this podcast nicely, the Packers circle. Another one. The Packers is just another name. It's just like if that came out today, I'd be like, "What the fuck are we doing?" But it's steeped in history and tradition and all those things now. So
it is cool though. I wish like teams did names like that more often.
Mm.
That reflect like the people that support them. But Washington went with the bureaucrats instead. So,
well, that's the people that reflect Washington, I guess. No, not the
Washington Swamp Monsters. No, they should have been the Washington Warhawks. I've said that since day one, but because that is the most fitting name for that fucking city.
Whatever. I agree. Yeah. Well, that ties off the pod nicely. So, good chat, good ep, as per usual. And as per usual, I have no outro for this podcast whatsoever. So until next time, it is Jersey Boys out. Catch you next week.
Joey B. Goat.
Joey Burr. Go Rams. Whoops, I'm pressing the wrong button again. There.
That's the new outro.